This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. After a long hiatus, South Korea says it's held talks in the city of Busan with a top Chinese diplomat, Yang Jiechi, a member of the Communist Party Politburo. Centered on trade, nuclear issues, and the response to the coronavirus, the talks involve the first South Korean visit by a high-level Beijing official since the pandemic erupted in China late last year. The two countries resumed exchanges last month when Seoul sent a ranking diplomat to China for a bilateral economic meeting. The United States is suspending military aid to the West African nation of Mali, this in response to the overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. His forced fall from power this week concerns Mali's international partners, who fear it could further destabilize the former French colony, which has been trying to counter a militant Islamist threat. The U.S. has been providing training to soldiers in Mali, apparently including several of the officers who led the coup, which has been celebrated by crowds in the capital, Bamako. Outspoken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is being treated at a hospital in Berlin today after being flown from Siberia aboard an ambulance aircraft. His condition is said to be stable but worrying. German doctors had traveled to the city of Omsk yesterday to evacuate Navalny, a longtime opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin. They were responding to the request of his wife and others who said the hospital treating him was badly equipped. The 44-year-old Navalny, a strong anti-corruption campaigner, fell ill on a flight to Moscow Thursday after drinking tea his backers believed was laced with poison. After first saying he could not be evacuated because of his condition, Navalny's wife appealed to the Kremlin to intervene. Then the chief of the Siberian hospital relented, and Alexei Navalny now is a patient at Berlin's Charité Hospital. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council today welcomed a ceasefire announcement in Libya and called on all parties to adhere to it. The aim, said the council, is to reach a permanent and comprehensive solution to the fighting in the North African nation. This is VOA News. Two tropical storms expected to become hurricanes are headed for the Gulf of Mexico coast of the United States, and both should strengthen over the Gulf's warm waters. This extremely rare weather event could cause massive damage as the storms make landfall. The National Weather Service says there have never been two simultaneous hurricanes in the U.S. Gulf. The official word is that both current systems look on track to remain separate, but that any interaction between the two could heighten their intensity. South Africa's confirmed COVID-19 cases today surpassed 600,000, the highest number in the African continent. Despite imposing one of the world's toughest lockdowns at the end of March, when it had only a few hundred cases, South Africa has since seen an explosion of infections. The South Africa figures come from Johns Hopkins University. Some 603,000 illnesses and close to 13,000 fatalities. The worldwide COVID numbers are closing in on 23 million cases, deaths 800,000 plus. Here in the U.S., 5.6 million people have fallen ill, while the virus has killed over 175,000 people. In Brazil, the death toll now tops 113,000, second only to the United States, with a case count of 3.5 million. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has consistently refused to support lockdowns aimed at stemming the spread of the disease. South Korea says it is once again banning large gatherings, closing beaches, shutting down nightclubs and churches, and removing spectators from sports events. All of this in the face of new coronavirus outbreaks. For the ninth straight day, South Korea has reported triple-digit increases in case numbers, most traced to the area in and around Seoul. Cases in South Korea totaled 17,000, with 309 deaths. The newest Ebola outbreak in the Western Democratic Republic of Congo has infected 100 people and taken nearly half their lives. The latest cluster of cases was declared on June 1st in Bandaka, a city of a million people. That was just before Congo declared the end of a previous outbreak in the east, which had dragged on for 2 years. In late June, Congo celebrated the stamping out of a genetically distinct Ebola virus, which killed more than 2,200 people. The nation's response to the disease has been hampered by the need for health workers to operate in areas controlled by armed rebel groups. The UN nuclear watchdog's chief, Rafael Grossi, will make his first trip to Iran in that role. This according to Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency, who says on Twitter, quote, "We hope this visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. The two sides currently are in a standoff over access to a pair of Iranian sites." More news online at voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also an easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.